We're talking with Hugh Whaley from U.S. Farmers Ranchers Alliance. Hugh, since last we visited with Bob Stallman on this particular subject, I know you've had a couple of events, you've had some things going on as far as competition, moving forward, trying to really fine-tune and work with consumers on messaging for agriculture.
Absolutely, Ron. We had two major food dialogue events in 2012, one in Los Angeles in June and one in New York City in November. Both of which address topics of major concern to consumers like biotechnology in the form of GMOs, animal welfare, animal hormones, antibiotics, things that farmers have identified that are farmer or rather consumer concerns through our research with the Alliance. We also have another food dialogue that we're working on scheduling for this coming June in 2013. And one of the more exciting things that we got coming up in the next couple of weeks is the announcement of the winners of our U.S. Faces of Farmers and Ranching. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance conducted a national search, if you will, for faces of farming and ranching, and the winners will be announced on the 22nd of January.
Why is that? Why does that matter, you think?
Consumers have indicated in their research, in our research, that they want to talk to directly to as much as possible to the people that are raising and growing their food. We have found that out through our Facebook page, through our Twitter, through our website, that as long as they are talking directly with or get answers to their concerns directly from farmers and ranchers themselves, they are much more comfortable with the way today's food is produced.
You know, you've alluded to two or three issues that have raised some concerns. I've got consumers have questions about. Do you see, you know, are the questions more weighted towards some of our livestock practices or crop practices, you think?
Both. In fact, those aren't the only concerns. Pesticides are certainly a concern. And on the biotechnology, GMOs are certainly a concern. A lot of reasons why people just don't know that much about them. They don't know just exactly what biotechnology is. They think that GMO is a negative word. They really don't know what it is, but they just think that it's a negative term. Animal hormones, animal antibiotics are certainly on the livestock side of things, concerns there too as well. But people want to know how their food is produced, how their food is raised, and in order to feel much more comfortable with whatever purchase decisions they're making, whether it's at a retail establishment, whether it's at a farmer's market, or whether it's at a supermarket. They want to know exactly how that food is raised, and that really raises their comfort level in the food selection choices they do make.
I know that the intent going in with the Alliance was really to try to maybe take a different perspective compared to some of the things we've done before about trying to interact with consumers. Are you pleased that we've been able to do that, you think?
Yeah, we've gone down avenues that a lot of agriculture has never gone down before, particularly in the area of pop culture. We've reached out to those individuals that have influence in the entertainment industry, that have influence over influencers. And when we talk about pop culture, we're not talking about the Kim Kardashians of the world, although we are talking about people like that that do have influence over how people decide what to do or how people decide how to live. So those kind of influencers wield an awful lot of power over the consumer and the choices they make, whether it be food, whether it be entertainment, whether it be clothing. But we're interested in the food, naturally. And we realize that pop culture, whether it's 15 minutes of fame for one individual over here or a lifetime of influence over on the other side, those people that have influence over how people decide what they buy, what they eat, what they put into their systems, and what they feed their children are people that we want to talk with.
Coming back down to that individual farmer, rancher, somebody maybe just in allied agricultural industry right now, maybe listening to us at this moment as we talk about this, what can they do, though? In other words, what tangible things do they need to be doing to enter in and maybe supplement some of the things you're doing at the macro level?
Yeah. from an agribusiness standpoint, or even an allied industry that's not necessarily in production agriculture, but is related to food production, one of the most tangible things they can do is join our movement and financially support our movement. We currently have over 80 organizations, 60-plus affiliates, 21 industry partners and supporting partners that are out there helping and working with farmers and ranchers to tell their story. So anybody out there that's not part of our movement, we would certainly urge them to consider doing that, whether it's through financial support or financial and human capital support, being able to take that message, be willing to have those kinds of conversations, those dialogues with consumers out there that have concerns.
Do you, up to this point, it's really been more organizations. You focus more on that instead of individuals, right?
Yes, although we encourage individuals to participate if they wish to as well. You can go on our website at fooddialogues.org and be able to contribute financially if you so desire as an individual. We're also looking into the feasibility of setting up a separate foundation, which would allow maybe a more tax write-off type of situation for individuals, maybe more palatable for individuals to contribute in that form.
If you had to pick one issue for 2013 that you think you see the Alliance moving on, what is it?
Again, continuing our face-to-face conversations with consumers as best as possible, providing them all kinds of information so that they can make informed sources or informed choices. Food Source is a tool that we've developed as a part of our website to be able to provide them all different types of information on both sides of the concerns that they have, both sides of the issues. The other major thing is how well accepted our new faces of farming and ranching are going to be after the 22nd of January, and being able to maximize their ability to be able to have dialogues at a macro level to talk about the issues that consumers continue to have.